time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 22nd. Holidays today, real quick. National Date Nut Bread Day. But it's a shout out. Happy 35th birthday to WWE superstar Luke Gallows. You might know him as a good brother. You might know him as... Man, what else was he? Festus?
Actually in ring this week, too.
Yeah, he was he Festus?
He looked like he was 45 when he was Festus, when he was only like 23. Yeah. So.
Festus. And happy 35th to him today. Pinkling's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone's Delight, Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from today for UFC 232. That's right, Johnny Bones Jones versus Gust. It's going to be in the main event for the light heavyweight championship. Isn't it great Johnny Bones Jones can come back to UFC and already be in a title match?
Not title match.
Title fight. Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's for the light heavyweight title.
Yeah, because
they stripped Cormier.
Yeah, they relinquished it.
I thought Dana said Jones was never fighting for the title again.
Well, that didn't last very long.
Money talks.
So that's a week from today. Join us out there. It starts at 10 p.m. Prelims are on at 8. Come, you can get there anytime after that. Hang out with us. We'll have a good time, I promise. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, your humble host. We got a crew in the studio today. That's Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole's not here. I'm sorry. Yeah, you wouldn't miss him. We got Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
A special guest in the studio, Chad. It's Chad Savage.
Hello.
Hey, Chad Savage. You remember Chad? Chad played the guitar for us during our the whole 2 hours we did for the 20th anniversary show.
Don't
right?
remind me.
That's pretty cool.
I tried.
And straight out of Texas, we have the artiste joining us, straight out of Corpus Christi. Okay, not straight out, because you've been back for a couple days.
Good morning. Hey. Yeah, no, I've been, I'm away from Corpus right now for a good, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Really?
We were on the road with the team. Then I went from that back to here, and then I have to still figure out my flight to get from here down to Louisiana to meet the team for next weekend's road games, and then I'll get back home for one day before we then get back on the road to go to Terry Funk's hometown. So, it's a busy month living out of a suitcase, but it's good to be here, except for what's on the ground this morning that I didn't want to see on this trip.
I was going to say, you came from some place where it's probably 80 degrees all the time. And
there have been 2 days so far since I moved to Texas where I decided, you know what, I'm going to wear pants instead of shorts today. Because it's a little chilly.
Yeah, 2 days.
And I mean, obviously, like I'm in like a suit or whatever on game days and stuff too. But that doesn't count. But yeah, it's a little bit warmer down there, considering it's basically on the Mexico border. So I've already gotten soft. I'm already too soft to deal with this cold weather up here. But this will be a good little appetizer, getting used to the cold weather again before going to Alaska in about a month. So
this is a heat wave.
Going to freeze. Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait, the team's playing in Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, we go there in just a little over a month. So
I saw
how many states are left.
Yeah. Is Alaska one of them?
Alaska is one of them. All I have left is New Mexico, Alaska, and Hawaii. And New Mexico, I might get in like a week. When we go to Amarillo, I may just rent a car for a day and go over to New Mexico. Because we usually get into town like Thursday morning for a... That's actually a Friday, Saturday, Sunday set in Amarillo. So I'll probably get New Mexico in like a week. I'll get Alaska in about a month, and then all I'll have left is Hawaii.
Nice. Well, Hawaii, and that's a vacation destination, so you probably can work it in sometime.
Nah, yeah, maybe. The only thing is I don't think hockey's going to send me there, so I think that's one I'm going to have to figure out on my own.
I didn't think hockey was going to be in a lot of states it's in, so you never know.
Very true.
You know? There's got to be hockey in someplace in Hawaii.
I mean, theoretically, I just got Mexico off my list a month or so ago because kind of hockey moved me down that way, and that's a quick little day trip. So
wow, you just took a little trip down to Mexico. And by the way, I do want to compliment you on the concert you went to where you saw Metallica and they played Seek and Destroy.
Yeah,
and you posted the video, so that was pretty cool. That was where was that in? That was in San Antonio, right?
That was Austin. Austin City Limits back in October. So.
That's right. That was pretty cool. So nice to have you in town for a couple of days. Sorry, it's damn cold. You know, it was actually
it was 50 something yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
It was nice. It was nice the last couple of days.
It's been fine since I've been here. I mean, this is okay. I'm just hoping that this is the extent of the cold precipitation out there.
But you know, you've lived here your whole life or most of it.
Yeah.
You know, people up here want it to be snowy on Christmas.
And I never agreed with that. I mean, Grant, this is the first time I've ever lived in the South. Like, I've only ever lived in Rochester or Philly or Chicago. So, like, it's not like I've been campaigning this for a long time or whatever, but I mean, when I lived here my whole life, I never liked the snow.
I wouldn't consider you being called soft because you like the temperatures that are down there. That's you know, the majority of the population of the Earth is closer to the equator than they are to the North Pole. Okay, and it's true. And I think in the United States, that's why everyone goes to Florida and Texas. You know, so
I understand it a lot better now when it's in the 80s in December. And, like, still having lunch at the beach and stuff. It's.
I was talking with somebody the other day. It's like it's Christmas in Australia. It's the middle of summer.
True.
Because of the tilt of the axis of the Earth. And it's like, can you imagine growing up your whole life and having summer, you know, in shorts and tank tops and, you know, surfing and or whatever, you know, people do outside. And it's like, to me, it's Christmas because we lived up here. It always will be like a vision of white and cold. And you going to survive there, Peter? All right. So we're going to talk some pro wrestling. It's just nice to catch up with Rob, the artist, you know, in town. And how long are you for another couple of days?
Probably the morning after Christmas. I'm probably going to fly down to like New Orleans and then drive up to Shreveport because it's become the least easy city to try to find a flight into day after Christmas.
By the way, I do want to recall, what was your most hated city in the state of Texas? You can tell us.
Oh, so I can go on public record with this.
Yes,
this is
please,
great.
Please.
Odessa, Texas.
Odessa.
Yeah, I don't even care anymore. You can, if the North American Hockey League is listening right now, find me. I don't care. I hate that place so much. Luckily, we don't have to go back there again this season. We've already made all of our trips there, all four games there. There's nothing to do. The town is a dump. I didn't have any one positive experience there, whether it was dealing with the arena staff, whether it was dealing with the Starbucks in town, or there's nothing else in that town. So,
okay.
Don't go to Odessa, Texas, if you're listening to this. Just don't.
And he does not speak for the Chamber of Commerce of Odessa. But,
no. The problem is a couple people, a couple of buddies of mine used to have my exact job with Corpus Christi, and they're like, well, have you been to Amarillo yet? And I was like, no, we go there in a couple of weeks. We have a couple trips still to go there. And they're like, just wait. And I was like, okay, great. I don't think it can be worse, but I'll have to report back and see if it's worse. So. If I get to see the Funker, then it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, go to the Double. Was it the Double X? Is that
the Double Cross Ranch, which I think he sold. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe I can check out where he had that show where Dennis Stamp wasn't booked, and then he was booked. And
jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah, have to check it out.
It's cool. Well, we're going to talk some wrestling. This is a special web only right now. We're on Facebook Live if you're watching.
I always forget about that. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
So I don't say something stupid in the break.
No, that's okay. Believe me. It's right to your left there. It's up on the water
right
bottle.
There. Yeah. Hey.
I don't know if you're even on the camera because I set it up before.
No,
we don't need to do that.
So let's talk wrestling. We're doing this live on the web right now because we're doing the Gary Mervis Camp Good Days and Special Times 3 hours. That'll be starting at 10 o'clock on the air. But because we're such diehards for this pro wrestling thing and we like doing the show and, you know, we don't mind the last 1 hour of sleep, we're coming in early to do it. So you're not going to get any wrestling talking at 10 o'clock, but you will now. And I will say, let's start off talking about, and the biggest thing in the news this past week was the Vince McMahon appearance on Monday Night Raw. But the TLC was a good pay-per-view.
Yes.
I will say.
Minus one match.
Minus the second last match, yes.
The match that we all thought was actually going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one we were looking forward to.
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins was terrible.
Why was it? Or was it just because the crowd was chanting Becky Lynch through the whole match?
Boring during the whole thing.
I don't know.
They were doing rest hold after rest hold. They started up a blood feud with a lockup.
Yeah, well, no, what it was is they went crazy in the beginning, and then they slowed it down, slowed it down. And it was apparently Vince McMahon was not happy with what he saw in the ring, and especially when the crowd turned on the match. It was okay, but, I mean, I was looking more forward to the AJ Styles, of course, Daniel Bryan.
Which was fantastic.
That was, that was well worth watching the pay-per-view. It wasn't bad. I will say, you know, watching pay-per-views on the network at home, If I can achieve to stay awake through the whole one, and there was no Miz match on here for me to fall asleep during, but if I can stay awake through the whole thing, then it's a success. And I was awake through the whole thing, and I even enjoyed the women's match at the very end of the, I mean, except for the waiting for Ronda Rousey to come out and push the ladder down. Besides that, it was a pretty good match, man. I enjoyed the a lot of the hard shots and stiff kicks and everything. And then Asuka got taken out of the match at the very end and just disappeared and just showed up just the last second. But good pay-per-view. But then Vince McMahon comes out Monday night, says he's got something to talk about, and he does this, you know, he comes out and, it's funny how the crowd, I don't think he has a crowd in the palm of his hand anymore, you know? Did you get that feeling after seeing that? They weren't buying what he was selling when he first came out, you know?
Well, I think it's to the point where at this point most people already know that, you know, what you're seeing on TV is a show, and Vince is actually behind everything. So when he comes out and blames everything on Baron Corbin, who most fans know has nothing to do with actual creative of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then talks about how they're taking back over and they're going to do everything for the fans and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and then, of course, we had the week before with the Seth Rollins promo where he, like, proceeded to make fun of Drake Evans peeing his pants. He said, you know, this is the kind of entertainment you want to see. You want to see guys pee in their pants. You want to see Lucha Party. What is it called again?
Lucha House Party.
Lucha House Party matches. Actually, I kind of like Lucha House Party matches. Are you kidding me?
But the response was interesting and appropriate, I would say. I mean, the fact that Triple H got, in my opinion, a much bigger pop than Vince McMahon did, because people appreciate the fact that he's running NXT.
Well, they announce
him. That's where the quality is.
When they announce him, he's always as the creator of NXT. It's always added into his, and so people got to cheer that because NXT is the best thing they're doing.
What do you think about kids nowadays? Because, you know, this, like, the last house show I went to, you know, there's a lot of kids in the audience. What do kids think of Vince McMahon nowadays? Do they even care anymore?
They don't know who he is.
Do they even care? I mean, they know who Triple H is because every now and then he still gets in the ring. But Vince McMahon hasn't been I don't know. I there was a long time I didn't really watch it as much.
Well,
he hasn't been a real key player since, what, the early 2000s? How old are these kids in the audience now? Do they even know who he is?
And that's the whole out-of-touch thing they say about him. You know, it's like, you know, he always feels like he's got the McMahon family in his back pocket to spike the ratings if he needs it. And that's exactly
well,
how...
Well, supposedly he didn't want anything to do with going on TV.
Really?
That they had to pretty much, he had to.
Well, I got
to
tell you,
he looked
damn old. He is
damn old.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, he was so
tired too.
Physically animated with everything he said. He was flailing his arms so much. I was like, this is not the Vince that I remember. I popped when he came out on SmackDown because when was the last time that happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like anything's actually changing. It was just to try to get a little attention.
It looks like
I don't know.
They put some of the people.
Hold on a second. When he came out and they came out, they basically, like you said, they blamed Baron Corbin. And they said, we're taking back control of our shows.
And then we're removing Paige, but she's still here. In what capacity?
Yeah, they're taking back control of their shows that they already run.
Yeah.
That they already he sits at the gorilla position both shows and approves everything that we see on TV.
Even storyline, Stephanie and Shane were in charge of their respective brands.
Yeah, that's
were they
really
commissioners?
I mean, storyline.
Yeah, even storyline, they're the ones that oversee it. So how are you going to blame Baron Corbin for Stephanie being hands off?
To me, it was pablum puke. It was like I was listening to him say it, and it's like you and what are you going to do now? Later in the show, they started showing these teasers for some new people coming up. And Danger, you called it immediately when we were texting about it. You said, watch it.
Yeah. No, we knew Lars Sullivan because they've been showing that one. And then they showed...
EC3, I think.
EC3 was the last one, which is the one I called during our texting because that was supposed to happen over SummerSlam, but he got a concussion.
Yeah.
They also... Lacey Evans.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. Yeah. And then Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery, yeah. And so
Lacey Evans should not be coming up to the main roster. I'm just throwing that out there right now. I think she's the worst female in NXT.
There's something about
her. I can't stand Dakota Kai worse. So she's a better wrestler, but I can't stand her.
Oh, wow. That hurts. Wow. I don't know. I liked her a lot on the indies. I honestly haven't seen everything she's done in NXT, but I'm a fan.
She just gets beat up by Shayna Baszler.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of Shayna Baszler either, so.
Well, I think Shayna's coming up, too.
Not anytime soon.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that'll happen until after Mania.
The four horsewomen there?
They're going to hold off on doing it. If they were going to do it, it would have been, you know, for the Survivor Series. So, I mean, and they were teasing it before the Survivor Series, but there wasn't enough time to do it.
But they also had the coming or returning Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yes, okay.
But without a timetable.
And to me, it's like when they're announcing things that they already had, I mean, that, you know, what would really, I think, rock the boat is to bring back CM Punk, and I think we talked about it last week. You know, or I mean, and that, because that would, and not everyone likes that, I understand that, but I know, that's something you say would never happen, you know, I mean,
I love that idea.
Yeah, but there's people, I know there's a lot of people, they still chant CM Punk, you know, it doesn't matter what state they're
it's
in.
Like, I'm so glad I don't have to go to shows in Chicago anymore to hear those chants.
Oh, that's right.
Every 5 minutes, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
And he's not interested at all.
No.
So, but.
No.
But if
he had an interest, he would have come out on All In or something. Like, just he's gone. He's a member of the past, of the history of WWE at this point.
I don't know if he would save everything, but I think he would spark some interest. But there's just, you know, I mean, well, how do you save it? You know, I mean, there's been rumors, and we talked about it last week.
How many years ago was that he left? Like almost five.
Yeah, it was.
So that 5 years ago, he's a flop in UFC. Like, is it really that big? Like, it would get a pop. Would it continue? I don't know. I just don't.
It would in Chicago, that's for sure. Oh,
I think he's going to be hosting a show for the UFC.
And the problem is not necessarily the wrestlers. There's more talent on that roster right now than there's ever been. The problem is that the
writing's
creative
terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Doesn't do anything with them. Yeah.
Well, that's why you've got so many guys that are in NXT that could come up that could make a difference, but you get nervous that they're just going to come up and be a flop when they were stars in NXT. If you bring up Aleister Black or Gargano or, I mean, Ciampa, whoever.
Ciampa or like, even Velveteen.
Velveteen, yeah.
Velveteen should never leave NXT, in my opinion, because they're going to ruin it. He's going to be No Way Jose. Yeah.
I'm guessing Black is coming up soon. He's the next one I thought was going to get the nod. But I will say that I think Chad and I were talking about this yesterday. Vince McMahon gets a lot of credit for a lot of the good things that that happened in WWE during the Attitude Era, when in reality it was the wrestlers who came up with these great ideas and then just kind of fed them to, you know, like DX.
Yeah, that Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Yeah, I thought they came up with that. In fact, I remember Vince McMahon specifically saying, he's like, I didn't like DX, but the people like DX, so I was going to like DX or something like that.
He took a lot. So that's the thing is he's not letting these guys coming up having any sort of control over the creative. I mean,
the ones who get over most are the ones who actually take the risk and do it themselves.
Well, Becky Lynch got over because she was pushed aside for, what, 6 months, you know? I mean, she wasn't even on TV half the time. She was still on the road.
And she was still out there busting her butt.
And I think someone said to her, you're going to get a chance to talk about how you feel about this on the microphone and, you know, choose your words. And she did, and, man, look what happened. I mean, I still think that, you know, it's a downgrade for her because she didn't win that. She didn't win that ladder match, but
she didn't need to win that ladder match. You're setting up bigger things.
You know, I think that, you know,
I agree with you on that one.
I know that this is probably not going to be a popular opinion, but I think Becky Lynch, I think that if they don't do something with her that right now, while she's super hot, they're going to lose it and it's going to go fast.
So they randomly announced her rematch with Asuka for the Royal Rumble on main event this week, and apparently it's not even really official.
Yeah.
Even though they did it on a WWE program. I think you'll see Ronda Rousey get involved there.
Yeah.
If they do that. But either that or she's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble and take on Ronda Rousey, and then Charlotte's going to get mixed in there as well.
Yeah.
Because supposedly Charlotte's been told already she's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania.
Really?
So I can see a three-way with that because that's how that's going to end up.
Well, they were talking champ versus champ for a long time, you know. So
I don't want to see champ versus champ as the main event of WrestleMania.
It'll be the last time we
could
do it.
If there's not like a title actually on the line, the title has to be on the line or the titles
something.
Or so, I don't know.
Well, I will say that we've had the discussion a lot in the last couple weeks about how Fox has like a laundry list of things that SmackDown has to do before they can come on their network in October. And one of them is they're not going to be cross-promoting with USA anymore. That's what they one of the things they said. The wrestlers on this show are going to be on this show and not any other show. So and they have a list of who they want on the show, and one of them is Ronda Rousey. So we have now you know what, 10 months to figure out how Ronda Rousey is going to become SmackDown exclusive, and we're also got 10 months of any sort of mixing between the brands because it's going to stop, you know. But Danger, you and I were we were texting the other day, and you were saying one of the main reasons they came out and made this big announcement is that Fox has a guarantee on the amount the audience that will be following SmackDown to their network.
That is one of the rumors, is that Fox wants them to have a baseline of 3.3 million viewers on the network,
which they don't right now.
They don't. They're hovering around 2.
Yeah.
For SmackDown. Now they will get a boost going to broadcast television. And that'll happen, but I'm not thinking they're going to get a 1.3 million person boost. So they're trying to do something to turn things around. If you noticed, subtly, they didn't do much on Raw, and they did it more on SmackDown with people getting a chance. They're putting on people that people are chanting for that we weren't seeing on TV. The Revival have a tag title match this week after all that Lucha House Party crap.
Yeah,
because people want to see them. And you can't turn deaf ears to everything you see.
And that's the amazing thing, is they wanted to see him, but the only way they would put him on TV is unless they did those silly matches.
Yeah.
But I love the Revival. Revival reminded me so much of Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard when they were the what were they called? The Brainbusters?
Yep.
They have
the Four Horsemen.
Part of the Four. When they were the Brainbusters, they were not part of the Four Horsemen.
No, they were in WWE.
Yes, they were in WWE. But it was like that kind of team. You know, those guys are fluid. They're great. And
but we got to see Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Yeah, they haven't been on TV since August.
And we got to see Sin too. Sanity. Yeah,
and Sanity looked really good in the whole thing.
I know. I was going to say they came out and threw a lot of different things at us this past week. And of course, the ratings did go up for both shows. So there was a spike when Vince McMahon, because a week ago, it was the lowest number they had ever had for Monday Night Raw on USA ever.
And that had been a trend. Because they've done that like 5 times in the last like 7 weeks.
Yeah, and so they were at a 1.58. They shot up to a 1.74 with Vince McMahon's appearance. So I have a feeling we're going to get a little bit dose of the McMahon family every week for a while. But even SmackDown went up, you know, by a tenth of a point too, which a tenth of a point we're talking is like hundreds of thousands of people. So, you know,
my disappointment involving Vince was seeing him tweet a happy birthday message to Stone Cold Steve Austin the other day, and like, I don't know, 12-year-old me
kayfabe
is just,
dead.
Just yeah. Wants that kayfabe back, and I don't want Vince McMahon. I don't want Mr. McMahon wishing Stone Cold a happy birthday.
Yeah, I would agree.
Unless Stone Cold is making an appearance and giving him a stunner.
Yeah. And, you know, and who knows, maybe that'll come down the line. That's the thing, too, is Stone Cold is kind of, he hasn't been much on TV either. There's a lot of people who probably, you're only going to get the diehards who would know a lot of these older guys are, you know? And it's sad because, you know, you're right, there's the greatest talent in the world, but sometimes it takes the popularity to bring the talent up. And so, you know, to bring them up to...
There has to be something to draw the fans to catch the actual talent. Daniel Bryan is great, and wrestling fans love him, but what are you going to do to get the casual fan to love him? They already ruined telling his story.
Yeah.
They already ruined that whole thing. Now, is he being a great heel right now? He is fantastic.
Yeah, fickle.
But that's not going to bring in the casual fan currently, which is where they need to draw from.
And they also need to draw in kids. I mean, you got to have the next generation of wrestling fans. You don't have John Cena around anymore. Roman Reigns is out. Who, aside from Ronda Rousey, who are the kids really getting behind now? Who is the face that the kids are getting behind? They haven't really built anyone up. They count on all these stars from outside like Ronda and Brock. They turned Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan could have been that guy, but he's a heel. So who's the next? I mean, I hear they're going to push Finn Balor. Maybe he's the next one. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. They just have to creative. They have to go back to letting the wrestlers get their gimmick and then building
don't script
upon
their
it.
Promos.
Yeah,
let them turn themselves up to a 12. On the personality dial and let it happen. A lot of these guys were successful people on the indies for a reason.
I think EC3 is a perfect guy to do that with because he was all personality and Impact Wrestling. You know?
EC3 is a perfect guy to be on the main roster and not NXT. If he had never gone to NXT and gone straight to the main roster, it probably would have been beneficial for his career. He is going to benefit greatly from showing up on TV, regardless of what brand he's on, because that's the kind of person he's built.
And they don't need to stick a 205 guy with him to be his mouthpiece, much like a Bobby Lashley is.
No, but I think they need to do that with some of these people who just can't talk on the mic to provide that.
To be fair, they didn't need to do it with Lashley either. They're just not using him as well as Impact did. And yes, I said that on the air.
We've said it before. We've said that when he did an Impact, you know, I mean, was...
when he was the Destroyer, he was fantastic. Yeah, and he was putting on good matches.
Yeah.
And he wasn't on the Pursuit channel.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that in a second here. I didn't know that was a thing until yesterday,
so...
I don't even know if it is a thing.
Is that Destination America's new name? Is that what...
I don't know. Impact did put out a big... announcement yesterday.
Big announcement
that they're going to be broadcasting their show Impact nationally across the U.S. on the Pursuit Channel, the most widely distributed outdoor network.
What?
One of the fastest growing channels in the country.
The most widely distributed outdoor network.
Yeah,
I don't watch outdoor networks. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Maybe that's what Shawn
Michaels. Fun fact, I still don't even have my TV like set up in Texas.
I was going to say, maybe that's the channel that Shawn Michaels is on with his hunting show, you know?
From what I've gathered, researching it a little bit and people seeing if they have that channel, this is more like the Ocho of outdoor networks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't get pop here, so it's like if there's a chance we're going to get it. It might be, you know, it might be there, but it is starting Friday, January 11th. They're going to be on Friday nights, 10 o'clock on the Pursuit channel.
I'm checking to see if it's on Sling.
I'm thinking of it, Pursuit, you know, I'm thinking Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, that's what I thought first, too.
Yeah, it's like, what?
But I would maybe watch it in that circumstance.
Live action Clue?
Yeah, like the big round pieces where you're putting the little pieces of pie
not
in there.
Good game shows these days. Yeah. All these channels and stuff, but... Game shows are like a thing of the past.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're home during the day, then you can watch The Price is Right.
Well,
Family Feud's
still on.
That's
not the same, though. And then, like, Double Dare they brought back, but Mark Summers isn't really the host, and I don't know. It's not the same. It's not the same as it used to be. Bring me back some, like, Supermarket Sweep.
Well, they,
in Wegmans.
I've never watched it, but I have a channel that's, like, the classic game show network channel or whatever.
El Bergeron and all that. Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I've never really sat and watched it, but, you know, I could dig Match Game for, you know, Match Game 77 was something. You probably have no clue what I'm talking
before
about.
Yeah. My time.
That's before most of us were born.
It was a show where they would give you, it's kind of like, what's that card game you play at parties where you say terrible things?
Kings?
Yeah.
No. Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity. It's like Cards Against Humanity in the 70s.
Yeah, shout out to my friend Nikki, who just got engaged via that game last night. Interesting.
Got engaged to that game?
Yeah.
We're
like
right
one of the cards like played or whatever was like, will you marry me? I was like, what the heck? Yeah.
Wow.
Saw a picture on Facebook last night.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm going to go with if they didn't rig that deck. If they didn't rig that deck, that was extremely lucky he got that card.
It was rigged, but the setup card, I can't say what that was because a lot of that stuff in that game is not appropriate for
radio,
even though we're not really on the radio right now.
No, but we're on Facebook Live, but
I'm still
not.
Yeah.
So,
if you haven't played that game, just go.
I played Cards Against Humanity last night for a little bit. That was a lot of fun. But,
yeah, it was a good time.
So when we get off the McMahon train here for a second, you know, and you know, we'll just have to give them the benefit of the doubt that we'll see some changes in the next few weeks. And the best thing of all, the whole thing was they said we're going to let you, the people, decide. Which has always been their moniker, even when they would never let the people decide. You know, they always would tell you that it was our choice.
So it's going to be like Cyber Sunday or whatever that.
That's what I was thinking.
Taboo Tuesday.
Yeah, Taboo Tuesday, where we get to text.
What
in.
You want Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a thing.
What do you want Alexa Bliss to wear in this next match? Okay, 20%. You know.
That's going to get a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, is the bad thing about Raw right now is there's some hurt people, and Alexa Bliss is hurt. You know, it's like. And it looks like they're just finding something for her to do while...
And then they took away her role.
Much like Paige's, too. And much like anybody else who was in control, which is good. But I'm not sure that I think seeing them in the McMahons, all of them come out for every show is going to be a rating savior, okay?
I'll get used to it again, and it'll just continue down the same path unless they have something... to keep people's eyes on the product.
I hate to say it, when Vince was out talking, not only did I notice he had like the biggest under eye black eyes or whatever it is. You know, when you're tired, you have like
the bags under your eyes. The bags doesn't sleep.
Yeah, he had the biggest bags. But I'm trying to picture the guy who actually wrestled Steve Austin at one time, and I just couldn't put him in that position because he's so different. You know, I mean, it looks like his clothes are hanging on him barely. He's like, you know, he's just definitely, you know, age has not been kind to him. We'll just say that. But, you know, I mean, and that's probably why he doesn't want to be on TV. You know?
I think certain things he may have put into his body over certain years to look like he did when he wrestled Steve Austin may be taking a toll on him as well, if you know what I mean.
Like yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, how old is he? He's what?
73?
73.
I thought he was older than that. But
well, he looks older than that.
But he doesn't sleep. He's now trying to start a football league that's failed once and spending $100 million on it.
When he gets back to the hotel, he just goes to the gym and just doesn't go to bed. Like when he's on the road,
that's what
is
I
that
heard.
Still a thing?
Yeah.
Like that's nuts.
Yeah, he does. You know, I mean, he's still there for every show. So don't let anyone be surprised when he comes out.
Well,
and
not
says,
every show. Sometimes he takes some off.
Yeah, he'll take a vacation every once in a while. It's something he actually does now as he's getting older. You know, reaping the rewards. But let's talk about some other stuff. By the way, superstar Ro of the War Raiders and Sarah Logan got married yesterday.
Did you see it was a Viking-themed wedding?
I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, he is a man Viking, you know. And she, I mean, I don't know. She's kind of,
where's this one going, Cash?
I'm not going to say. She's just another one of those wrestlers that, you know, hey, she's pretty. So, you know, congratulations. Do you see Cody Rhodes? There's stories going around about Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks both turning down considerable offers from the WWE several weeks ago.
Did you hear how much money they supposedly turned down?
I haven't heard, but I can imagine.
Seven figures.
Each?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's absolutely baffling to think about.
They've got to be making more then if they can turn that down.
Or the money doesn't matter to them. They have enough for what they do, and they're really all in on this AEW thing, which is pretty much almost confirmed but not confirmed at this point that Tony Khan is going to be the money man behind their wrestling company.
And it's because his son Shad is the
his
one
dad who, Shad.
Or his dad Shad is the one who wants he's the one. Shad's the one with all the money.
Well, Tony has some too. Tony's a co-owner of the Jaguars and owns analytics companies for sports and does for almost every major league team, I think, and a bunch of football teams. He does the analytics. And there's big money in that. And he's got his own money as well.
There are not many things that those guys have done that I've ever doubted or questioned or anything. I wonder what they can actually put together right now. If they're starting their own Fed, like, are they going to be able to get the exposure? Are they going to be able to keep up the attention? And really, like, you've got that core group of people. Apparently, Marty Scurll is still in ROH.
Yes.
Right? But, like, how many people are out there who aren't under a contract to one of the others that they can actually get to join them, so it's not just the three of them and a couple other people.
That's the big problem right now, is that with this floated out there and with WWE just trying to eat up everybody they can to make it so no one else can have them, there's not many people available there aren't under contract that would be names that would draw.
I'd love to see them, quite honestly, be the people who make that alternative where, I mean, if you watch some of the stuff, you know, the Being the Elite YouTube series, for example, that's something that those guys are generally PG friendly, but not all the time. Maybe they are the people that can create a product that's a little bit more edgy or something. They have to find a way to be unique. And whether this is going to be, I don't know if they're going to try to do like weekly TV, if they're just going to try to do spot shows, if they're
Tuesday
like,
Night Dynamite.
I don't know. Like, I don't think that they have to have a real plan for this, and I don't know if there's enough talent. Like, they were able to bring in people for All In, but that included Ring of Honor people. That included some legends that you're not necessarily going to book on every show. That was a first ever type thing. And I just, I hope that whatever they do, they've got some great ideas. They've proven that over and over and over again, but they have to be able to make a big splash and make, you know, have a big name out there. Whether if it was a Jericho, whoever it is, like, I just don't know. I hope whatever they do, they succeed in. But I'm skeptical about this decision to turn down that money, because I would love to see those guys walk out at the Royal Rumble. And I would probably prefer that at this point, just to see what actually would be done there.
And another thing with those guys is that they have announced they are not going to be on the MSG show for ROH and New Japan. They will not be there.
You know how many people I know that are selling their tickets for that show now?
Well, they did sell out.
They don't care about it anymore.
Yeah, they did sell it out. You know, I mean, and everyone sold it out based on the guys they thought were going to be there.
Right.
Which was Omega and Cody and the Bucks.
And there's like three things going on in New York City that night anyways, you know? I mean, WWE's got – was that the Hall of Fame night?
That's Hall of Fame night.
Yeah, because NXT's on Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
– right.
Yeah, so they – and, of course, every other wrestling promotion in the world will have a show in that area that weekend, I'm sure, if they can. You know, usually WWE comes and shuts everybody down and lets nobody have anything. But I have a feeling there's
plenty of wrestling conventions and signings and indie shows.
You got a lot of big metropolitan markets right in that area within a couple-hour drive. So
oh, my gosh. You will
see a whole bunch of stuff happening. You'll probably have Evolve shows that weekend, too.
Yeah, CZW.
WWE works with them.
Yeah. You'll have a lot of stuff. You have plenty of options if you're going down there.
Heck, Johnny Gargano's going to be working some Evolve shows coming up here shortly, so... Yeah.
I saw that. You know, he's a guy I don't understand why he's not up yet either. You know, I mean.
Because Vince doesn't know who he is. Vince doesn't watch NXT.
Well, there's also rumors that, I don't know if there's truth to this stuff, but there's rumors out there that some of these guys have said that they don't want to go up to the main roster. That they want to be, like, they like being kind of big fish and small pound NXT stars. Gargano was one of those names that I heard, which, quite honestly, I don't believe that with him specifically. But that was what I'd heard with maybe him or Ciampa or Aleister Black, some of these guys we're talking about, that like they're EC3, like guys that maybe don't care to go up to the main roster.
Can you blame them with the way that the talent's been misused?
Yeah, but the money is different.
I still like when you, if you're getting in, like if you're training to wrestle, if you have dreams as a kid of becoming a wrestler, like what do you want to do? You want to go to the main roster at WWE. And then you can get there and try to make a difference, even if creative holds you back, whatever the case is. There's more exposure. There's more money. You're not just working around Florida every other weekend or something. Like, you're really – it is a different level. NXT is the best wrestling in the company, but it is not on the same level of touring the world with Raw and SmackDown. And it never will be.
And it's for the hungry. The hungry guys are down there who want to get up there. You know,
right.
I mean, that's why you get.
You should
the best
have
wrestling.
That drive to want to get to the main roster. That's why I don't necessarily believe that, but that's been put out there that like some of these guys just don't want. They want to stay in NXT.
I don't believe
that
either.
And I don't get that. Like, what, you want to just be on the WWE Network on Wednesday nights and that's it? No.
I'm guessing that the minimum amount of money you make while you're on SmackDown or Raw is probably the most you possibly can make down in NXT. So
it depends who you are and what your contract is. If you're like a pedigree athlete, like when Brock was down in OVW, he was still making $250,000 because they signed him to a $1 million contract.
Yeah. True. And then, I mean, remember when AJ got signed and it's like the big, I mean, it just happened. I just got a message on my phone that was 3 years ago that 2CW's last show was, Rob.
3 years ago yesterday.
Yeah,
yep.
Three years ago yesterday. And all I can think of is we saw AJ there. And that was AJ's last independent stop before he...
The amount of talent on that show.
Oh, when you look at it now, I mean, literally, like, I've forgotten, like, some of the people, like, pictures popped up on...
It's easy to forget that Omega was there.
Omega, Styles, Gargano.
Yeah,
like, literally. But in the Bucks, Too Cold Scorpio... I mean, the list just goes on.
Dalton Castle, Colin Delaney,
Dalton Castle, Sami Callihan, who were arguably two of the top stars in ROH and Impact this year.
Dalton Castle, who is being rumored again for WWE.
Once the contract's up.
He came up and talked about it this past week. So obviously, you know, I know he's heard it. I've heard it here in town. People, he's got so much family in town here. They're like, yeah, he's going to be in WWE real soon. So, you know, good, great. You know what? The last time we had him on the show, which was a couple weeks ago before he did his one man stand up, or it wasn't really stand up, but he ended up having quite a few guys. Who was it that came out and introduced him? It was
Kenny King was there. Matt Taven.
Well, they were tanning together, I think, before, but I think he mentioned something about that. But yeah, so, you know, power to him. It's, you know what, time to get the money, you know.
If for anybody that's watched him locally and seen him evolve, I mean, Dalton Castle is somebody. He has every piece of that package to be an absolute star in WWE.
Yep.
Like the amateur wrestling background, a phenomenal amateur wrestling background.
He has the personality of being a TV superstar, and obviously used to be a radio DJ, including in this town. I think he will end up in WWE, and I think he is somebody who absolutely at some point can challenge the Luke Harpers and everybody else to being like the top wrestler to ever come out of Rochester. So I can't wait to see what
can you imagine
what he does in
the personality
years.
In the match if you put him against Velveteen Dream.
Oh my God. That's literally a dream.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to wrestle at all.
Oh no.
To be completely over.
They can stand there for 45. They could be the whole episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the and he's positioned. I mean, when is his contract up? I can't remember. I think it was
sometime in 2019.
It's like after WrestleMania, I think.
Hopefully coming soon to a takeover seat in the front row near you.
I really am kicking myself. I didn't go see him when he came because I was on till 2 and he started right when I was getting off, and it's like, darn, I wanted to see that. But then I hear about all the people that were showing up at the comedy club, and it's like, wow, that was fantastic. And we had him on that morning. So I think we're going to wrap up for today. You guys have any Christmas wishes as we get out of here? Because we are moving the next where I can smell
Dalton
food.
Castle and WWE.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Luke Harper singles push.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I want to see Luke Harper back on TV. That's what I want right now. You know, I mean, I know he's waiting for his partner to come back from injury.
I like the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't think they're half bad.
No, we're waiting for his partner to come back from the injury, right. So who knows?
I like the singles thing better.
I like the singles thing better, too. Never.
Nothing was more exciting to me than, I mean, obviously, like, when he won the Intercontinental title, it was amazing. Like, even just thinking about, like, when he had that match right before the Mania with Styles for a spot in, like, the main event.
Oh, that was, I was blown away that they let him move up that.
Let's get back to that.
Yeah,
what is his finishing move, by the way? Is it, like, a spinning clothesline? Is that...
I don't know. Does he
do that?
That's what he was using. He was using the discus. The spinning clothes.
Yeah, I feel like he could use.
He uses the big boot. He uses the big boot. He also does the
power bomb.
Oh, he's got like a sidewalk slam. I think that he does too.
He does. He does a spear,
like a spinning slam. Kind of. Yeah.
Very cool. So, I think that's all our wishes, and he knows that too. You know, I mean, he was nice enough to call in when we had our 20th anniversary show, which was really cool. Just can't bring up things around, you know, things that the people don't know about when you got him on the show. Like, he didn't like that Rico host who used to be on the show, you know? I mean, I don't know.
One did.
I guess he had some problems with
especially
him.
Especially Vince Russo. He didn't like him either.
Mr. Ortiz, thank you so much for coming up, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad. I know you've been busy. You've been in Buffalo and Rochester. And
it's a very busy day today. Real quick, want to mention, I'm going to be, so I'm doing Color with Don Stevens for the Amherst game today.
Nice! Probably, I saw it. Were you there last night?
We're not on the radio right now, so I can mention that.
Yeah. You can mention that. Were you on there last night?
I was at the game last night, just kind of hanging out.
How was the crowd? Because I want to.
Pretty good, like 4,200 or something.
Nice.
They were loud.
Did you see my new girlfriend, Erica?
Your new girlfriend. I wasn't aware of that.
No, I'm kidding. She knows me, though.
And then, I know. Yeah, so I'm doing that this afternoon, then going to the ESW Christmas party. And the fact that ESW is debuting in Rochester finally in February, I think, is a huge deal for this area.
Oh, big time.
I encourage everybody to check that out. I know the show's in Henrietta, February, like the weekend of the 21st or something.
Yep.
They already announced The Butcher and the Blade, Pepper Park, Sandy Williams, and more to come. So. Strongly encourage that. Shout out to them. So
we will definitely be plugging it as we get closer. I want to definitely start talking with them. Maybe we can, you know, start doing something on the air with them every once in a while. You know,
oh for sure. I'm sure they will be more than happy to oblige.
How about you, Chad? You got a Christmas wish?
God, I don't know. Chris Jericho come back and be the world champion, go against Daniel Bryan, make that, and let's just have Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and Chris Jericho. I'm perfectly fine with that being like the main event. Forever.
Obviously, Chad doesn't know the heat we have with Jericho on this show.
I don't know anything about anything. Compared to you guys, I'm a much more casual fan. I mean, I just really enjoy it. But those are like three of my favorite that are actually wrestling right now, like in-ring performers.
Okay.
I love those guys.
How about you, Bri? Pressure's on.
Just some better TV watching.
Yeah, better storylines.
To watch overall.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to amend mine and just say I would like to be able to watch Raw on a Monday night and not at the end of it think I really just wasted another 3 hours my entire night. Like, I made sure I was home by 7 o'clock Central, and then I, like, this is what I was doing with my night, and I could have done so many. That's every Monday night.
I miss the days when I freaked out and my dad was, like, sleeping, so I had to be like, yeah! like really that loud. I miss those days.
It used to be my favorite weeknight to watch Raw, and I enjoyed it. And now every single week I question, like, why am I still doing this?
Okay, how about you, Danger?
I think I gave mine. Well, I'd like an alternative.
Okay.
I'd like someone to push, even if it just pushes WWE to be something different.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Make them, you know. There's a lot of people who have been praying for the PG-13 for about 15 years now.
I don't even care about that. Yeah. You can do a PG-style wrestling show that captivates the audience.
Yeah.
They're just not.
Right. And I don't have any Christmas wishes for WWE except for that they stay in business so we can keep doing a show. And power to Impact. Hopefully this move to the Pursuit channel will help bring them more into the spotlight than they are, and because there's some good wrestlers still down in that company.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, and you guys have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll be back before New Year's, so have no fear. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. You can check us out all our past shows online at thepainclinic.net, as well as iTunes. You can find most of our shows on there. And Mr. Ortiz, it's just been an honor to have you back, man. Thank you so much.
Good to be here.
And you know, you're always welcome anytime. And he knows
it's a long flight up here, but yeah. Hopefully it won't be too long before I'm back again.
Thanks for coming in, Chad. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks
you, Danger.
For having me.
And we'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic.